Welcome to Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting third. The third baseman, Miguel Sano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Mauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jorge Polanco. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jason Castro. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting ninth. The DH, Eduardo Escobar. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Adalberto Mejia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tyler Saladino. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting third. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Giovanni Soto. Batting eighth. The DH, Matt Davidson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Jacob May. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Miguel Gonzalez. And now, play ball. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dozier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kepler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dozier moves to second. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sano strikes out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Mauer takes first base on ball four. Dozier moves to third. Kepler moves to second. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to home to get Dozier. Kepler moves to third. Mauer moves to second. Two outs. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Saladino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosario. Saladino reaches second base with a double. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mauer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Saladino moves to third. One out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Saladino scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jose Abreu batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buxton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Rosario reaches second base with a double. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosario moves to third. Two outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dozier is one for one in the game, with a single. Dozier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Frazier takes first base on ball four. Avisail Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Frazier. The throw from Castro and he is safe. Frazier steals second. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kepler who is chasing the ball. Garcia reaches third base with a triple. Frazier scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Giovanni Soto is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Garcia scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Giovanni Soto is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Soto hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Davidson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davidson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Maurer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jacob May is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Saladino is one for one in the game, with a double. Saladino is hit by the pitch. May moves to second. Justin Haley now pitching. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards the mound. Haley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kepler strikes out. One out. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sano is 0 for 1 in the game. Sano strikes out. Two outs. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Maurer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive towards short. Polanco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Frazier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frazier hits a line drive into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Polanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castro for the out. 2 outs. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buxton is 0 for 1 in the game. Buxton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Buxton reaches second base with a double. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosario strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giovanni Soto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Soto is 0 for 1 in the game. Soto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Matt Davidson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davidson is 0 for 1 in the game. Davidson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Frazier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dozier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dozier hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kepler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dozier moves to third. 2 outs. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 0 for 2 in the game. Sano takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mauer hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jacob May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saladino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sano juggles the ball. That's an error on Sano. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Saladino. The throw from Castro and he is safe. Saladino steals second. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sano fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Polanco hits a pop-up off the glove of Saladino, and into shallow right field. Polanco reaches second base with a double. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buxton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Buxton strikes out. Soto drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buxton out. One out. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosario for the out. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abreu is 0-for-2 in the game. Abreu strikes out. One out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frazier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garcia is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Giovanni Soto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soto is 0-for-2 in the game. Soto hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Michael Tonkin now pitching. Matt Davidson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davidson is 0-for-2 in the game. Davidson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacob May is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. There goes Davidson. The throw from Castro to Polanco, and Davidson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zach Putnam now pitching. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dozier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kepler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kepler strikes out. Two outs. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Saladino takes first base on ball 4. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Saladino moves to second. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 0-for-3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Saladino moves to third. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Abreu is 0 for 3 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Polanco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Polanco hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Castro hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Mauer moves to second. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Buxton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Frazier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frazier hits a pop-up towards first. Mauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Giovanni Soto is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Soto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Soto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Jennings now pitching. Robbie Grossman pinch hits for Eddie Rosario. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grossman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 3 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dozier is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago.